This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Party people! It's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene Pearl, and I'm Danny V. And it's going to be fun today because Pearl just got back, Princess Pearl. And she had quite the princess experience.
Well, she's looking, I'm not sure whether she's looking like a princess and that's her cape, her princess cape, but she is enshrouded with a cuddly blanket. It looks more like a recovery blanket.
It's a recovery blanket.
Princess Pearl has just
a government issued recovery blanket, I think.
She just recently flew first class into a hurricane. Pearl, tell us more.
Oh, well, I'm going to tell you all about it, people. And just because you're my fam and I have to tell my fam my experiences, everything that I was going through, I'm like, okay, I've got to say that on the party and I've got to say, and they need to know that, you know? But I felt like I was on a serene vacation because if I'm not with Serene,
it's less than desirable.
Yeah, if I'm not with Serene and I'm just with Charlie, most of the time they go just pretty well. Most of the time. But whenever I'm with Serene, something crazy happens.
We're leaping through the bushes to pee.
But because, I do. I'm going to tell you my hurricane story.
I didn't even get to explain that, right? That's terrible. We're just leaping through bushes to pee. There you go.
Those who've listened to that potty know that one.
Okay, keep going, Pearl.
I am bringing you some Trim Healthy meat. Okay, so don't think this is all about me. Must share.
Heat up the barbecue.
Yeah, so heat up your coals on your barbecue. Also, if my tone is a little nasal, I have to share this. This is part of my recovery experience. I have not had a cold, Serene. You can vouch for this. In 2 years,
you didn't even get the C.
No COVIDs or nothing. Okay, but when I came back from Guatemala 2 years ago, I got one cold then from your husband, picked it up. Everything else has fallen off me. Like, I've been the proudest person here on the hilltop that people get stuff.
It wasn't like you were cuddling up to him. It's just that he was hacking over everybody in the van. Yeah.
I was just like, I have nothing. My body cannot get sick. And I'm going around saying I have such a strong immune system. And I do. But during this experience at I call it the Hovel Hotel, but there should be a kinder name because God used that actually to save us from the hurricane. So I should term it
Haven Hotel.
Ooh, Hovel Haven. How about that?
Okay.
Hovel Haven Hotel. I was walking past a woman when we were locked in. That story's coming with chains. You don't know about
chains?
That, Serene. Chained in. And this lady came out of her room. And they're all rooms are sort of connected. You have to walk past the other rooms. And she sneezed right on me. And I could feel a little of the spit.
Oh, my gosh.
And I thought to myself, ooh. Okay. I just had the thought. That
you
felt really contagious. That just felt contagious.
That's all you
were like, that was delivered.
If somebody would have sneezed on me, my beautiful holy thoughts would have been, God, remove them from the earth. They're not fit to live. They're sneezing on people. You're not ready.
She was a little, I don't know, a little sweet Mexican woman. She didn't mean to. She was coming out of her room and I was walking past. But I just remember the wetness. And I thought that delivered, right? And then, but I got through that next day. And then the next morning I woke up with a bit of a sore throat. And I thought, no, my immune system's strong. Everything has fallen off me, man. And I imagine light going through my body and all the bad cells killing, the good cells killing the bad ones. And you know what they did? Because all I've got to show for it is just this little sniffly.
Yeah, you probably would have had COVID.
Yeah, and it's worth the fact that, you know, it suits the story. So,
it
you know.
Does.
How do you know she was Mexican?
Well, she spoke with.
She looked like your mom.
Did she sneeze in Spanish?
I'm just teasing.
I could tell she was because she.
Archu.
No, I mean, she looked. There were Americans there, and that's another story, and there were Mexicans there. So, you
what'd she look like to indicate that she
was
Mexican?
Well, you were in Mexico.
Yeah, I was.
You were in Mexico?
Yes, Dan.
That changes everything.
Do you want to hear the whole story now? Okay, so Charlie and I, so my son just got married a week ago, last Sunday, and to a beautiful daughter, Megan, she's now my daughter, and so they went to Mexico too, but a different part. We decided, okay, Charlie and I decided, let's get away for a week. That's a good week. Pearl, you can work from Mexico. It's almost just as easy, and let's make use of some of these timeshare that we have. By the way, can I do a little side thing and just give people some encouragement? Never, ever sign up for timeshares. Don't.
Yes, don't sign up three times like Pearl either.
Don't do that, especially because you'll feel like you have to use them. But I just feel so sorry for the people that sell them to us that we've signed up several times. Yeah.
Don't feel sorry for those people.
No, I feel sorry for them.
They spend 12 hours of their life convincing you for something that's not even real. The hotels, the pictures of those hotels, they don't even exist.
Oh, no. They sort of do. I mean, we went there. We went there. Anyway, so we decided one was in Cozumel. So we thought, let's go to Cozumel, beautiful little island off the Mexican coast. And let's just relax and, you know, and just do the Mexican thing. So we got there. We left the Monday.
They went from weddings, you know. Yeah, and Charlie wore his big cowboy. He's a cowboy. Mm-hmm. His cowboy hat, his shiniest buckle.
And
they arrived at that airport, I mean, looking like, you know, Pearl probably still had a bit of the essence of her, the wedding
vibe. Oh, we were
vibe.
On a high.
Yes.
Yeah,
and then I bet you it was first class, wedding. Pearly pre-check.
Travel economy, but my
husband.
They
don't even have to take their shoes off in line.
No, we do pre-check.
Like the great unwashed.
Yeah.
That's me out there and unlacing boots.
And also, we have this thing because we like to travel so much. Our credit card is an American Airlines one. So everything we buy, we make sure it goes through there. So we get a lot of free miles. So we can upgrade to first class. So yeah, we went first class, man.
So Princess Pearl and Cowboy Charlie flew first class into the eye of a hurricane.
We read that there was going to be a little rain. Nothing else. That's all we knew.
Who's afraid of rain?
We got there, had a lovely meal on the water that Monday night. Beautiful sleep. Woke up the next morning, I turned my phone on. There was all these texts from my son Noble, who was also in Mexico. And Charlie woke up to the same thing. We kept looking at all these texts. And it was him saying, "Mom and Dad, get out. Why are you there? Get out. There's a hurricane heading straight for you. It's already a 2 and it's going to be a 4. Tonight."
Yeah.
We're like, what? This is crazy. There's no hurricane. And so Charlie just said, "Oh, I don't know what he's going on about. I'm off to have my shower. Then we'll go get breakfast." So while he was in the shower, I thought, I'm going to find out. There's all these Mexican channels, but there was a Fox News channel. I turned it on. And sure enough, they kept playing. This hurricane, the fastest developing one that has developed from depression, fastest in human recorded history, is now a 2. And it's hurtling to, they said the word Cozumel. That's where we were. Direct hit to Cozumel and then Cancun. And they said, they say all the words, catastrophic, get out, evacuate. Oh, yeah. If you're there, if you're seeing this, the lady was saying, get out, right? So I ran, opened the door, and Charlie's like, get out of the shower. We're leaving right now. So we pack like crazy. And then we go down and we try to leave. And we say, you know, when is the ferry going? We need to leave. And she said, "Oh, I don't know if there is a ferry going. I'm not sure." And I said, "Well, there's a hurricane coming." She said, "No, it will go around us." So we asked someone else. We said, "We want to check out. There's a hurricane coming." They said, "Oh, no, a bit of rain." Bit of rain, right? They don't care. They haven't heard. I don't know what it is. So we asked someone else. We said, "We need to know, is there a ferry? When is the next ferry?" And so she looked it up. She said, "Oh, the last one's leaving in half an hour, and there won't be any after that." She said, "Oh, they're closed after that." So obviously the ferry knew that there was going to be a hurricane.
Oh.
So we got down there, and we got down just before it left. We got on the ferry. It's packed full. It seemed like half of Cozumel knew about it and were lining up and trying to get out. We go from the ferry, go straight there, and we thought, well, let's just fly out. Let's fly out anywhere. We don't have to fly. We could fly to Iraq. I don't care.
go straight to ISIS.
Go straight to the ISIS. But I don't want the hurricane 4 over top of me on this flat island.
Oh,
you know, Cozumel's so flat. It looked like it could go underwater without even a hurricane, right?
Well, when you text me and said, please pray, you know, there's no ferry out, and we heard the news too late. I was just like super praying for you, but I had visions of the last tsunami I'd seen on like TV and these huge dynamic waves the size of like high rises toppling over the whole island.
Well, they kept saying 24-foot storm surge or something, and that would cover Cozumel. I mean, that's what they thought at first. Thankfully, it wasn't like that. But I mean, so anyway, we drove straight to the airport and we thought, let's just take any plane that is open anywhere. We'll go anywhere. So we got there, and a mile in from the airport, we thought, this is bad, because the cars, you couldn't hardly move. So it took us another hour from like a mile in to get into the airport. And then we finally got in and you couldn't move the people, the masses of people, everyone trying to find a flight out. And there was not one open. Everything said closed. You couldn't go to ISIS. You couldn't go to Iraq. You couldn't go anywhere.
Oh.
They're all full. Oh. So we're like, what do we do? What do we, we're like, what do we do? And everyone's looking around the same as us. What do you do? I mean, I don't know. And so we just kept walking around with our suitcases, bumping into everyone else in the same predicament.
Was Charlie like, you know, when Charlie Straight Pants is at the airport, he's very intense.
He was pretty intense, but he's not scared of anything. He just doesn't. And the whole time I kept saying, do you think we'll be fine, honey? And I was like, I'll talk about my fear issue soon. But he was like, yeah, I just don't want to lose power. Yeah, I just don't want to lose power because he doesn't like to be inconvenienced, especially on a first class trip, right? So finally, we walked out of the airport and there's these people getting into a shuttle and there's this guy standing up and we're like, where are you going? He's like, you want to come in? There's two seats. We're like, yeah. And he's like,
That was a miracle.
Yeah, a miracle. We had to pay for it. But he's like, we're taking to safe hotel. Safe hotel, okay? So we thought, let's go to the safe hotel. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
This is The Party with Serene and Pearl. Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
And so we're packed in the shuttle with other people. And so we drive into Cancun.
I hope it's a tiki hut on the beach.
Oh, no. But it was interesting. So we go into this
little... nothing on the beach was open because that's where all the
beach was evacuated.
Was.
So okay, they got taken to like high schools and places where you all had to lie down on mattresses.
Oh, wow.
Which would have been worse for Charlie. So we didn't do that.
He doesn't like socializing with strangers.
And he's not going to climb into jammies and lie down next to someone else.
No, not
He doesn't
not
like
Charlie
socializing Street, with friends sometimes. What are you talking about?
No, he doesn't.
He's actually the best as a friend, but he's interesting that way.
Yeah. All right, so we go to this tiny, tiny, tiny little hotel. It was called Economy on it. And so I'm thinking, economy in Mexico, you know, in an interesting part of Cancun.
Economy in America is pretty bad.
We drive to this part of Cancun that is not for tourists. It's a Mexican part. It doesn't look, it wasn't slums or anything like that, but it wasn't, it was interesting.
Well, there was somebody in chains, you said.
No, they chained us in. I'll have to tell you about that. Yeah, anyway, so we got there and everything else. Every place was, you know, every place not on the beach had people in it because, I mean, you had to get away from the hurricane. So this was the only place open to us. And so we're sort of grateful. At least we've got shelter. You know, we're not walking around outside. And some people were. They just had suitcases walking around. I don't know what happened to them. So we go into this little tiny hotel. I think it had about
10
rooms.
And say that with a little more compassion.
Yeah, I know. I was worried about them, Serene. But I was worried about me too.
It's good storytelling, and I don't know what happened to them.
I don't. I think they're fine because I heard, thankfully, there were no lives lost, so they're good. Because you can't trust things in Mexico. I found that out. I'm not trying to be mean to Mexicans. I love Mexico, Danny,
love Danny.
And you're half Mexican, so I love you. But you can't believe the
trying
things
to hide
you hear
it
because
Hawaiian
our hotel
right
was telling us that it was all going to be fine.
Mexicans will tell you that you can't trust things in Mexico.
Yeah, that's true.
My dad will tell you that. You get pulled over, you just hand him money.
We've
fine.
Had that experience too. We got bribed down.
Yeah, it's a bribe.
So we go in there and they take us to this little room. It was about the size of, I'm trying to think.
A refrigerator?
Yeah, it wouldn't have fit in a refrigerator.
A deep freeze.
No. Okay, so it's about the size of a regular bathroom.
Oh, a regular bathroom.
Whoa. It was maybe
did
8
they have
by
a pull-out
8.
Bed that went from
no,
the wall
it was
wall
a, it was a
down.
Small double, and there was nothing. You couldn't fit anything else in the side, and there was one dim light in the room, and it was flickering, sort of on and off. By that light, I saw the cover on the bed, which had holes in it. Literally, they'd made the bed with a cover that had several holes. It was a blue thin.
That wasn't good enough for Pearly Pritchett.
Hurricane blanket. I shall forever remember it as that. And I was worried about getting into that bed.
Still cold from that night. That's why you've got this blanket around you now.
There was a little tiny bathroom in it with a plastic toilet seat that was half off, half on.
Now, let me tell you guys, just interrupting. Pearl and Charlie built their house. They have separate king and queen toilets. Like, they have their own throne. So Pearl and Charlie, they care about
bathrooms. But just remember also, I'm not that much of a snob because I spent most of my married life in a trailer home.
I know, but you almost died when you went to China and had to do the squatty potties.
Yeah, bathrooms I care about. Shower, I hoped that I would.
Yeah, but in your trailer, you had
it.
Upgraded to the special fake bathroom that was extra large.
I did. I had an extra large fake bathroom in my trailer home.
Pearl's like Princess Pearl, but Serene, you could sort of like squat off the edge of a log.
Oh, squat
right?
anywhere. Serene loves to go in the bush.
Plastic bag, bush.
When we go down to Serene's house and we go down to her like river creek with a build a beautiful pavilion and
she's
everything.
Dressed like Jane from Tarzan.
Yeah, she is. And I can't stay down there for long because there's a bathroom problem. There's not one. But Serene can stay down there all day and all night because she just goes by the nearest tree.
Nearest tree, yeah. Do you swing like on vines and stuff?
Oh, that's me, mate.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got to get to the story because we're in 15 minutes and I'm being very indulgent with... Okay, so, but nothing was happening. It wasn't blowing. It wasn't hardly raining. It would just like spit here and there.
Before the flood that was...
Yeah, and I felt... But there was an atmospheric pressure. You could feel it.
Like in your ears?
It was just some weird feeling in the air. I don't know what it was. At this stage, we were allowed out of the hotel. I think there was a curfew starting at like 9 that night. But we got into our tiny hotel, and then you didn't want to stay in there because it was the most depressing
place.
And
did it stink? Did it have a must to it?
It had a must.
Yes.
It had a must.
A proper must.
And you couldn't see anything. The light was so dim.
And that was purposeful, I think.
And all right, so what we did was just sort of walked around the neighborhood. There were no restaurants open though, so that night we found a little 7-Eleven convenience store and we got water
and baking blend biscuits.
No, we got some packaged food to eat. So I ate popcorn that night and nuts together. Mm-hmm. Popcorn. Nuts. Good old crossover. You know, you're wondering if it's your last meal, but you're having faith that it's your not.
Yes.
Because I've never experienced a hurricane. I didn't know what we're in for. And I decided not to try and recreate it in my mind. I decided not. The pictures would come of all sorts of things. And I just say, no, God will be with you, Pearl. Stop it. And so we bunkered in about, all light was gone, about 7:38. And so then we were in there and we're just like waiting, you know, what's going to happen? And wind started to pick up about 10, really wasn't that bad. And then Charlie said, well, I'm going to go to sleep. I'm like, okay. He hopped on that bed in the sheets and he just went to sleep.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, there is no way I can sleep. I mean, there's a hurricane, you know, I kept looking at it on
the radar.
Like
as long
on
as
our
you
phone.
Stay awake that you'll be prepared.
There was a TV, but it was only they didn't have cable. They had basic Mexican channels on this because this is economy, and we couldn't understand any of it. And so I don't know what it said. So we were just looking at the radar on our phones, and it was a strong Cat 4. And then some people were butting in to say it looks like it's going to be a Cat 5. Great. Oh, my goodness. So I was just starting to speak, you know, God's word over, and I was just saying, peace be still. And I was imagining Jesus in that boat saying, peace be still to the wind and the rain. So I you know, Charlie was asleep, so I started up some bit of Pearl.
Little,
and I was just like.
Some fear chant.
She used to street preach in Australia when she was
13. I'm telling
you,
I was like, hurricane right now in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
I proclaim that you will lessen. And I have been given all authority by my Father.
Thou wilt listen.
And I was just saying, I was speaking it, man, because words are powerful, right? And I was putting my words into the atmosphere.
Do you get Shakespearean when you start?
No,
to get...
I just do it in my normal Pearl speak. I don't do thous and these.
No, but I accidentally do it. It's something because it comes from Dad. And I heard him the other night praying for the elections.
You start wilting?
And he was saying it. And I realized I do it all the time in prayer. He says, wilt thou? And things like
that.
No, it's something like... Let not. That's
oh,
it.
Let not
the such
you
and
do.
Such such.
You say let
Instead
not.
Instead of saying don't let yeah. thee, let not.
Hey, when you get into that wizard-like speech, I mean, stuff starts to happen.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
The earth is like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I felt the elements hearing me because I carried the power of God within me, Amen. Right? We can speak to a storm. So, okay, so he goes to sleep. Now, about midnight, things start to get loud, like they start to blow. And I thought, not time to wake Charlie up yet, but, you know, I knew I was going to wake him up when I needed to. But it started to get loud and I could hear the rain coming. And we have one tiny window at the front of our hotel, and then there's this little, it's like a little space. It's what do you call them? The it's in front of your window, but you're still in the hotel. Courtyard.
Oh, yes.
A tiny little courtyard. And that had, they'd planted like 3 palm trees in there, and these palm trees were starting to like, want to bend over in the wind. So it wasn't obviously getting a direct hit because the whole hotel was like this little square and then the courtyard in the middle. Mm. And so I could see them bending and I'd look out and see what I could see, and it was pretty dim, but they were really, you know, going for it. And I thought, well, if the wind gets strong enough, it could come in this courtyard and blow that out. So I didn't want to get too close and I wasn't going to go on the bed. So mostly I just sat on the floor and I wrapped the holy blanket around me. And then it started to get louder and louder, and it really could feel the atmosphere, and you could just, oh, it was just intense, you know? It just, and then things started to shake. Like the walls were a little bit shaking and the bathroom was making all sorts of weird noises. First, by the way, we'd filled up our waste, like our garbage bins with water. For when the power went out, we knew the power would go out. So the power went out about 11. I forgot to say that.
Wow.
So I was sitting there in the dark.
You'd watch like Man vs. Wild and stuff and you were prepared, eh?
Well, actually, our friend Stephanie, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's been through Cat 4 in Puerto Rico, and she told me a lot of things to expect and what to do. So it was helpful. So we filled those up. And then the bathroom window blew out.
Oh,
and so that's when the rain
goodness.
Started to come in. And the bathroom was so small.
You thought you were going to die at that
point.
No,
I didn't, because I wouldn't allow myself to think that. But I did wake Charlie and I made him hold my hand. But I wouldn't sit on the bed and he wouldn't sit on the floor.
But you weren't like when stuff like that happens to me, like I start to fantasize well in advance.
No, but you got
to
stop that.
So that when the bathroom window flipping blows out, in my mind in that moment, I was like, And this is it.
No, but you can't, Danny, because you're going to get through and
you're
children.
But why would
you
not? I mean, you have no factors that would convince you otherwise.
Because I knew
the window blew out.
I know, but I knew that I could just have faith in God, and that what's I mean, you're just going to waste a lot of time fearing. And I just kept saying to myself, Pearl, no fear. And I remember in the Bible, he said it's a command, do not fear. And the fear like tried to come up like a snake.
Ooh.
Fear is so nasty. It was like a snake on the back of my neck. And
hissing
I would just
about.
Cast it off, man. Mm-hmm. I didn't even do it in a Pentecostal way. I was just like, no fear.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. And mm-hmm. so I'm not trying to say I was amazing because it would try and come upon me,
mm-hmm.
but I just like literally pulled it off, and I was just like, no, God has this. Mm-hmm. And even if we died in that stupid thing, mm-hmm. which I was praying against,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm not going to fear death either way.
Mm-hmm.
But the window blew out. and so yeah. I don't know how it happened because it wasn't a very big window. I don't know if it was a condensation. First of all, it was super hot in that tiny room because, you know, it's
Mexico.
It's humid. Mm. And the whole floors just started to get slick with the water coming in from the bathroom and the humidity. And so I was sitting on the wet floor. My whole outfit, my whole body was wet with slime, dirt, water, I will call it.
Oh.
And so I wrapped that holy blanket around me, and that got wet with the slime, dirt, water, and there I sat. And then it got louder and louder, and by this time I'm like, Charlie, just stay awake, let's pray.
He was just snoring through.
Oh, he could have gone back to sleep, yeah.
Yeah, no. He is not a worry ward at all.
Oh, there's not one bit of worry in him. He just didn't like, he was
he
mad
that the power
went out.
He's not afraid of death either, is he?
No,
not at all.
He's not afraid of death, no. But he was mad that the power went off, and so he wanted to sleep through it till it came back on. But I wouldn't let him at this stage. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
It got worse than this. When it got real bad, I put my phone down because I thought, I don't know how long I'm going to be out of power. I just wouldn't touch my phone after that. But before it got real bad, I recorded
some of the wind.
I don't even know if you hear it over here, but...
Oh my god!
This is
1,000 times louder in real life.
It's like a horror movie.
Yeah,
were you? You weren't in a horror movie.
It was, in a way, we just kept looking at each other and laughing at each other too. Because even though it was like crazy, I mean, we just had no idea we would be stuck in this hurricane, and here we were, and it was.
I can't tell if your voice is actually at peace or in total acceptance that your death was imminent.
I didn't believe my death was imminent. I didn't. Mm-hmm. I knew there was fears that could happen, and then I knew I was just going to walk out. And I don't know. God gives you, I think, faith, and he gives you grace in times like that. Mm-hmm. But Charlie did say to me the next morning, he said, "Pearl, I'm so proud of the way you handled that, because 10 years ago I would have been an absolute wreck."
Pearl, I remember we have creeks around where we live, and we used to always go to the creek, but at the first sign of grey sky, Pearl would pick and like quickly get Rocky, quick, Bowen, like get them all in the car and they'd be out of there. And we're like, where did Pearl go? Oh, the storm. Like, and if there was tornadoes sighted within like 100 miles of where we live, they would be running up to our parents and going into their special like concrete holdout room.
Yeah. Oh, but boy. And then, you know, by about, I think it was like, we just sat there, you know, and by about 6 a.m, it died down. It was all gone. And so then we were left there. So we were waiting for it to get light to see what could happen. And we were totally fine. I mean, the main window didn't even blow out, but just the bathroom one. And so as soon as it was like 6:45, I was trying to get out the front door to see and what had happened. But there were big chains over the front door, and they wouldn't let us out. I don't know. But I could see there was a lot of damage outside. And in the courtyard, even, the palm trees were down, and all of the, like the ground, there were tiles there, they were all ripped up. And it looked pretty bad. I thought, well, things are pretty bad out there. There's a huge tree blocking the entrance to the hotel. So then I thought, okay, they'll get this, you know, cleared out, and then they'll let us out, for goodness sakes, right? Because we needed more water. We needed more popcorn and nuts.
First class to this, Pearl.
And we wanted to walk around, like, see what's happened in the aftermath, the apocalypse. Yeah. So we go down, we waited in the hovel of the hotel, no power, no nothing. So it's dark again, and this is very boring now because there's no hurricane, right? But you're sitting in a completely dark room and it's still wet.
And the only pleasure that you got was thinking of coming and retelling it.
Yes,
to us.
And I want to get out. And I feel so gross, you know, so foul-defied and sticky and dirty. So 9:00, and I'm going down, and some of the other people going down, like, why can't we get out? And that chain's still there. He said, no out, not till government says. I'm not doing a very good Spanish accent, Denny. I sound Chinese.
You motioned for me to say what you just said.
No out.
Except in a...
Until the authorities say, or whatever they
said. But I'm
say.
From America.
I know, but you can do it.
You're in the DNA. You're in the DNA.
I was raised black, so I mean...
You were raised in... You spent your first 3 years in Mexico.
Yeah.
Dig deep, yeah. Danny.
Dig deep
to those first 3 years.
You want me to do like a... Let's do like a...
pretend you're the guy and I'm asking... And by the way, this... I'm not... I do say it was a hovel haven, but it was run by a sweet family, and the 18-year-old boy... They'd put him in charge of being there all night to do the rounds. So he went around with a candle, walking around, and he was the one that wouldn't let anyone out. He's the one that told me no out.
Oh, he's the one that said no out.
They couldn't speak the English.
Be that boy, Danny. Be that
no out.
No
No out. No ahora. Está tiempo para dormir.
That was the Mexican room
Grammy,
service.
Grammy award for that, oh. Jenny.
Mexican no. room service. In fact, if you, for the right amount of money, I'll make custom ringtones for all of you out there yeah. In the internet world, in the online world listening to this right now. Just head on over to our social media and we'll figure out how
so
to Venmo me.
So what would you say on that? Like, I'm not picking up.
Hola, you have reached Sarah. Sarah from Texas. She not here.
It'd be the most stereotypical.
Yeah, it's very stereotype.
She not here. Like, they actually know how to say she's not here.
Yeah.
But not our stereotypes.
No, not Danny.
No.
I've got 10 minutes to tell the rest because I'm really indulging too much. Finally, like they unlocked those doors, right? About 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. And so we were out there and our street was complete. All the tiles were up. Trees down everywhere. I mean, it did look like an apocalypse. I thought, man, this is bad. You know, there were windows off everywhere. Most of the structures were fine, but palapas, you know how Mexico does a lot of palapas, though? Those thatched roofs everywhere.
You mean the tile roof?
No, palapa proper roof. That like, they're like a dome and they're made out of straw. Ah, yeah. Thing. Yeah, they were down everywhere.
You've actually been to Mexico more than me.
Yeah, I know. And so I thought, man, this is bad. And people were just like walking around like zombies, just looking everywhere.
And probably, you know, wearing their COVID masks, which makes it more apocalyptic.
Yeah, and they were. And so we noticed a lot of people going down to this one area. And we thought, well, we'll follow and see what's happening because we thought we need food, you know, no power. We need water.
All your trim healthy bars are long gone.
Yeah, everything was pretty much long gone. We had a step because we thought we don't know how long. We could be here 2 weeks, you know. Whoa. We need to get water.
Freak out.
And so we went into this long, long line. I texted Serena a picture. It snaked hilarious. Down the street.
I know it was sad to see, but it made me laugh because Pearl, I'm always the one in the long lines at the airport and Pearlie Precheck has gotten through with all her special.
But this was a long line to this one tiny store that was open. They only let a certain amount of people because it was so small. And at a certain time, you could only get a certain amount of things. You get one bottle of water and a packet of crackers or a packet of something. Mm. And so everyone was in this long line trying to save their lives. And it felt like an apocalypse.
Well, at least Charlie probably came back a little slimmer. Than
no, he didn't because after that, there was.
I was going to say, at least he couldn't order his chicken fried steak and, you know.
Oh, he made up for it. Oh,
okay.
So we waited in this long line for about an hour and a half and got in there and got our bottle of water and stuff. Went back, nothing you could do but sit there. And so I'm like, Charlie, what are we going to do? We got to get out of here. And I'm like, we thought this is going to be 2 weeks of this life. But at least we're alive. We were thanking God we were alive. But everyone said, we don't know when the power can get on here in Mexico. It can be 2 weeks, right? So everyone kept thinking, let's, you know. But then this is where eavesdropping comes in. Serena and I have perfected the art of eavesdropping.
Oh, yes.
Or we've talked about it on the potties before.
I've often been at a restaurant and, you know, my husband's like, so, like, wondering when our conversation's going to pick up. And I'm like, hold that thought. I'm eavesdropping. This is really interesting over here.
So
She's about to leave him.
Yes, one of the
second.
American families that had got brought in the same shuttle. She was on the phone. I was eavesdropping so bad. And she said, yeah, it looks like we're going to be able to go back. They've got power. And I heard the word power, right? She took so long forever on that phone. As soon as she hung up and she said, I'm sorry, but I just couldn't overhear you say that somewhere has power. And she goes, yeah, the hotel actually on the beach that we stayed in, they're coming to collect us because they're the only one with power now. And they're taking us all back there. And I thought, you bet. So I said, Charlie, pack. We're going to go with them. Right?
You're just going to jump in?
We're going to jump in. And so I said
like stowaways.
To her, yes, I said to her, do you think then mine? She's like, I don't see why then mine. You should do it. She was all about it because she thought, she knew how bad we all had it. And she's like, I want you to get out of here.
Yeah,
too.
She was getting out. She wanted to take somebody with her. Yeah.
She was so sweet. Her and her sisters, they were doing a reunion and she was like all about Charlie and I coming. And so when the driver was there, I'm like, oh, can we just get in? He's like, we're all packed in, man, to the shuttle. And he said, I don't know if they can take it. He couldn't understand much English. I'm like, can they make us a room? He's like, I don't know. Get in. Shove you in, you know.
Me no, no.
Yeah.
Get in.
Apart from that, though, I do have to say one of our wonderful admins, Megali. She's Megali. You know Megali. I always call her Megali. She's been on here before on this Potty. She was texting me like, Pearl, what can I do? I can get my relatives to help you. So one of her relatives was in Cancun and was going to take us into their house.
Oh.
But they had no power either.
Charlie's like, sweet as that is.
I won't take I'm you into my house if I have power.
She didn't even know us, and she was going to accept us into her house without power, and she was trying everything to get us a place. And so I told her, I said, we're going to go try here. Because she found she'd heard of another hotel with power, but we're going to try this. So we go there, and it was on the beach zone, on the beach. It wasn't a fancy place at all, but it had power. Not everything else on the whole, like, 10-mile road was blank, right? This place had power. So we got in there and we're like, can you give us a room? Like, yes. So we got a room and we had to pay the whole inclusive hotel thing. There's no other. So we had to pay, you know. So we had to pay twice for this whole vacation, but that was fine. We got in there. I cannot tell you what that shower felt like. That hot water, and to switch a light and let there be light. I, like, you know what I did to Charlie? And it was so weird. I fist pumped him and he's like, what are you doing? Because I've never fist pumped him in my life. He's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm fist pumping you. He's like, oh, you've never done that before. It was like weird.
He didn't like the urban Pearl?
No, he's like, oh, you're being weird. But I just, like, I was going to, like, do a dance or something. I was just so happy.
Went out for the bump and it got rejected. He left you hanging. That's what we used to call
it. But he sort of didn't like doing it.
It was like it was
But he did extend the fist. This is important for me.
Yeah, he did extend it, but it was quick and it was like, this is weird.
Yeah, Was it sort of limp? I mean, what was it?
It was like, you're weird.
Okay. And he might follow you up with some marriage counseling.
Yeah.
No follow-up explosion after the
bump? No, there was nothing like that. He did it, though, because he was happy, too. And but I'll tell you why. And we got in there, and we ended up having a beautiful vacation on the beach. It was so relaxing.
Pearl sent me a picture of her breakfast. Egg white omelette, veggies all wrapped with this egg white omelette, papaya. And papaya on the side.
I'm telling you why. You know how I've always said I love a hotel with balconies. Don't ever do a hotel on the on a beach without balconies. What's the use, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I was wrong.
Oh, this one didn't have one.
And that's why it had power. All of the hotels on the beach with balconies, the balconies that got damaged.
Oh. Yeah.
And so that's why they couldn't bring the people in. Oh. Like, half of them were falling off and, you know. And this one was just like a fortress. It wasn't fancy. It was just locked up tight. When we got in the room, there's a bunch of water. They had to clean it up, but no balcony, so no damage. And so it was my castle. And the princess got back to her castle. And I will never, ever say a bad word about a hotel without balconies again.
Wow.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl. And I'm Pearl. And who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Oh, I've got potty meet. Yes.
You're allowed to go to 45.
Okay, I've got 7 minutes for potty meet.
Can we call it something other than potty meet?
We've called it meat from the beginning because
I'm just picturing ground beef in a toilet.
You can picture spam if you would like.
Spam in a toilet.
Because milk is for infants. Meat is for people who want to chew on some deep thoughts. Mm-hmm. That's why we call it meat, Dan.
Yeah, I know, but potty meat.
It's just become what it is.
It's because it's not potty meat, and you're forgetting. It's poddy. And that's the difference.
Potty meat is
been the difference.
Nasty. I want everyone to visualize ground beef in a toilet. In a water-filled toilet.
They're eating their breakfast.
Meat.
I love toilets,
can you
too.
Serve me up my barbecue?
I love toilets!
Speaking of toilets, one of my old passions from my childhood.
If when you go with a thought of no toilet for 2 weeks in a hotel room, and thought of what that toilet will be like.
And that thought is more disastrous for Pearl than anybody else. I want you to know that. Yeah. She has toilet fears and syndromes. And
no, I do.
Yes. She doesn't loo out of her house.
Man, I feel
like if
you.
She's at my house and she has to go number two, she'll drive home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
Yeah, totally.
Man, I could share, and I won't, but I could share some stories from my construction days.
Oh, no. Dad.
I mean, from riding the plastic pony, as we affectionately called it, to having to use the bathroom in a violent manner as I'm giving a quote to some princess in Brentwood. Brentwood's our very fancy part of town. In her home, and there's nothing to do but use her toilet.
Was in your days of when you hadn't sorted out your bowels yet.
I hadn't sorted them out. And the bathroom...
was this is great meat, by the way.
I didn't know this. I didn't know this, but as I exited
Was it close to the kitchen?
Worse. As I exit the bathroom on my way out of basically demolishing the place, there was no paint on the wall. All right? I walk out of the bathroom and she works from home. Her desk, as I open the door, is there. And she's sitting at it, finishing up paperwork because I'm taking so long in there.
And she had to listen to you.
Dude, she was involved.
Did you turn the fans on and the faucets?
I don't remember what I did other than sweat. And look, all right, we're going there. Listen.
Oh, my God.
Listen, I was trying to prevent this whole scene. My brother was with me. We were given a quote for some built-in bookcases.
Oh, you hadn't even done the work yet?
No, that's what I'm saying. She was a potential client. We're given a quote. We're measuring out her wall.
I can't.
All right? And I am like, I'm walking like I'm trying to like clamp a carrot between my legs, right?
Did it just suddenly come on?
Dude, it came on so violent and it was just like, it's just everyone can hear it.
Dinosaurs are wanting to escape.
People, I'm sitting, sweating on the edge of the arm of the couch,
this
trying
is
to cork
too,
it.
Right? Brentwood. They don't let you use the restroom even if they have a garage sale.
No, they don't.
I know. No, I was in it to
even
win
to a pregnant
it.
Lady.
And then you said, can I use your bathroom?
I said, hey, I'm just going to, just mind if I use your bathroom real quick?
It was right there.
As sweat's pouring down my forehead.
And did you try to make it less loud than it was?
If you saw the movie Dumb and Dumber,
yes,
you'll fully understand what happened. Literally a wall blew out.
Did you get the job, Denny?
A wall blew out and I rode a fountain into the air. About 2 feet.
But did you get the job?
Yeah, I got the job.
Wow.
She called you back.
Yeah. She was a woman of great forgiveness.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she knew a craftsman
when
she heard
one. Barrett. Pearl Barrett would not have called you back.
I wouldn't have.
Charlie wouldn't have let her.
Anyways, you can all unfollow me now.
Oh, that was good.
Hashtag away game.
I don't know I find diarrhea talk so funny.
Now bring potty meat with context.
I just wonder if I should save it for next week.
No,
you've got something to bring. Okay.
It.
All right.
I've gone 45-50 before.
Okay. Right. Well, I just want to bring this because I know that lately Serene and me even more than Serene, although Serene somewhat too, have been bringing some new things that we've discovered with THM. In our first book, we said, listen, if we ever find something else, change our minds or anything, or develop this program in any way, we're going to tell you. We're not just going to sit on this information, pretend we're done for life, because we're forever growing. Mm-hmm. So we want you to be forever growing. So I feel like we have discovered some more things, some more truths, and we've let go of some fears.
Yes.
And so as we've done that, we've tried to bring them to you. Mm-hmm. So just to bring you more freedom, you more expertise. Mm-hmm. So we have wanted to be open books. And if we've discovered something, we don't want to sit on it in any way. So you know that since I hit menopause, I found some ways, and we shared that metabolism boosting potty, and you guys, you know, we got such great feedback on that feedback. But I was on the coaches group, and I understand this, just a couple of the coaches who have their own flocks to look after. One lady said, Pearl, I'm just a little concerned. You know, the reason I love sharing about THM to my people is because it's so normal. And now some of the things you're saying, they don't sound normal to me, Pearl. I mean, by the time I get to menopause, you know, I just don't want to be eating twigs and berries. She had valid concerns. You know, she's got her own little flock, right? And so I wanted to bring that here, and I talked, you know, through that with her, and she's really happy now, and she just needed some clarification. But I wanted to say here that I thought about this and this analogy came to me. It's like THM, you know, it's like the internet. It's like a power, a way to slim down, a way to communicate with your body to get it where it needs to go. And so THM, when we first brought it out, you know, it was like, for many people, it's like the internet 101. I mean, you could communicate with your body, tell it to lose weight or tell it to nurture a baby so well or tell it to, you know, help with growing children, with crossovers, all those things. It was like Internet 101. It was a power. But then, as we've gone along, maybe that was dial-up. We've developed some faster ways with the internet. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe there was satellite, and maybe we didn't want to just say, well, this is it forever. This is THM forever, and it's going to be like this. Let's keep dial-up forever.
Mm-hmm.
As we've gone along, I mean, you can't help but if you're a studier, fine-tune things and mm-hmm. say, oh, this works. We've found out that carbs, we don't fear them like we used to even. Mm-hmm. Yes, we've got that threshold, and we'll keep with that
mm-hmm.
to keep your blood sugar safe of 45 carb net carbs. I mean, sometimes you might want to go a little over if you can do that. If you don't, that's probably good, you know, but Serena and I usually keep to that. But we're not fearful of things that we mm-hmm. used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we've discovered different seasons of life do better with different things. At first, many of us started THM and we just were like, oh, these S meals are so wonderful, and they were for me too. And I still do so many S meals, but I've discovered my body needs more E meals. And that's what I've been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been talking about how even now I've sort of come full circle and I'm not vegan. And we're not here to promote veganism because we feel our bodies were created to receive animal foods, but different seasons of different life need different amounts of animal foods. And maybe you're even a menopausal woman and you do better with more animal protein than I do. I still include some. I still include lots of fish and other things. But I actually do well with equal amounts of plant protein now. I've discovered my sweet spot. So what I want to say is we don't want to put THM in this box where it's only going to be what it is. We mm-hmm. want to learn, we want to grow, we want to excel, and we want it to be, we want it to actually work for people when they're very stuck.
It's so good, and I want to say this too, you know, some people maybe they just want to look up something here and there. Maybe they're just fine with dial-up. Mm-hmm. But there's people with special needs, like our yeah. brother. He's a day trader, and he has to have the highest speed internet with 6 screens in front yeah. of his face, and he needs the speed. And some people just need a speed up. They need the top of the line, and dial-up's not okay anymore.
Yeah, that's so true. So maybe, like, I'm working with some woman right now, just, you know, online, they're my friends of mine, that they've been through things. One lady went through a surgery and it really impacted her body.
Mm-hmm.
After her surgery, so it impacted her body in that her cortisol just surged up mm-hmm. and it hasn't come down. She couldn't lose weight doing basic 101 Trim Healthy Mama anymore.
You know, so
and so she needed a more powerful mm-hmm. internet.
It was so interesting because, you know, I'm naturally peer pressured by my sister, and she's peer pressured by me.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
She peer pressured me into giving up a lot of my crazy purist ways and letting me enjoy indulging in coffee and things that are just, which I used to think were akin to smoking cigars and stuff like that. But, you know, so when Pearl was realizing this for her body, I wasn't necessarily in that season yet, but I saw such great changes, and I started incorporating a lot more carbohydrates in my diet too. In fact, my metabolism sped up incredibly.
Yes.
I'm happy to maybe add a lot more crossovers now yes. to fix with that metabolism speed
yeah.
up. But I noticed in a recent pregnancy that as soon as I got pregnant, boom, I wanted the more eggs. I started,
yes.
I had kind of gone down on the cheese thinking, you know, I don't really, in my stage of life, I'll just stick to the salmon, the fish,
yeah.
the grass-fed beef and a couple of eggs. But I wanted that 3 egg fry up yeah. in the morning, and I wanted the big slices of Gouda. And it's like, you know, there's seasons. So it doesn't
there
mean
is.
We're saying,
no.
you know, you just limit, you know, don't go overdo the animal products always in your life. I notice when I slip into different seasons, I'm like, oh, back at ya.
I don't, that's right. That's why THM is not one size fits all.
Mm-hmm.
It is for everyone, and you just tweak it to what you need. Like pregnant women, we never say to them, oh, go easier on the animal protein. I mean, you don't need, you know, 4 eggs and 2 slices of bacon and a slice of sausage, and you don't need all that. But all we're saying is seasons and your own unique journey is so unique, and we don't want to force one thing on everyone. And I guess that's my meat. I just wanted to say we are not becoming vegans, no, but we are finding more and more truth, and we're shedding fears, and we're incorporating more rather than less.
I think what Pearl's trying to say too is where we used to be vegans and we shunned all animal products and they were almost scared from the
of
devil,
them.
Right?
We were scared of them.
We were scared.
Yes.
So then when we turned to the embracing of them, which was the healthy thought,
yes.
and we agree with the premise and we agree with it. But when we turned to that, then we disdained. We looked down as the plant kingdom is second
yes.
class.
Yes.
But now we're saying, no, come back up. You're yes. an equal class and in different seasons we'll juggle you around.
Exactly. And that was it, Danny.
Goodbye, my friends. Trim healthy mama, my way.